Hi there, Pastor Rod here in Tokyo, Japan, and we're doing a series on spiritual warfare, and we're talking about two key verses, which is in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 18. We're just going to read a couple of verses there, and then we're going back to our sort of a theme scripture in 1 Timothy 6:12, which says, fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith, which means become strong. I really believe that we need to have the love of God pouring into our hearts, but we need to ask for strength. And this scripture is saying, fight the good fight of faith. And Ephesians 6 says, finally be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God. And so the words used here, fight the good fight, and later it says, confess the right confession. And here it says, be strong in the Lord, and then put on the full armor of God. In the New Testament are all command words, what we call imperatives, which means we must do it. We must get strong. God is expecting, our Father is expecting us to become strong sons and daughters of God. Now, early in Ephesians, it talks about us receiving blessing. We're predestined, we're blessed, we're chosen, we're called, we're all the blessings of God. We have the Holy Spirit power. We start to feel the power of God, and we know we're called. And chapter 6 then says, because of this revelation, this internal change that's occurred by the power of the Holy Spirit, we're able to fight a good fight. So I want to talk today about fighting. What is a good fight? Because obviously, if there's a good fight, there's a bad fight. And so we're not talking about a bad fight. A bad fight says here in Ephesians 10, verse 12, our struggle is not against people. So when we read even Old Testament scriptures of war scriptures, under Jesus Christ, it's not talking about war with people, not anymore. It's talking about war with the devil, with bad thoughts, with depression, with pain, with stuff that causes pain. And so our modern enemy is the devil and evil that is around us and even in our lives. So what is fight the good fight of faith when God says, you got to do this, you got to get strong? Well, the word fight in this original language is an Olympics word. It's a sports word. It actually was used, the word agony in English, agony, as in pain, comes from this word, agonizomai. It's actually connected to agony. So the concept of wrestling in the ancient Olympics was the strength to go up against an opponent. Now, as I said, it's the right opponent. So fight the good fight of faith. The first thing I want to say is we've got to be fighting the right battle. And it says in Proverbs, don't get involved if you get involved in that which is not your business, it's like grabbing a dog by the ears. It's like, don't do that. So we've got to make sure we're not fighting other people's battles. And I don't mean we don't fight justice, for justice, but we just don't get offended with other people's offenses. We've got to stay in our own lane. And although we might help people, we don't get offended by their offense. That would be fighting the wrong battle if it's not our offense. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Like, justice is one thing, but fighting in someone else's, getting upset, getting emotional, whatever, because of them, it's not the right fight. The right fight for us is to know that it's the moral fight. It's the fight that God agrees with, the fight that Jesus teaches, the fight for goodness, the fight for good thinking, the fight for good decisions, the fight for good actions, the fight for changing things, the fight for blessing people, the good agony. There's a good fight in life, and I'm really encouraging every believer to fight the right fight, to fight the good fight, to be part of a church that is outreaching and loving and missions and helping and praying and blessing. That's the right fight. In my own life, fighting against bad thoughts, bad temptations. That's the right fight. So the good fight, the first thing is getting strong in understanding what is our fight. Our fight is not against people, but it's against bad things. The second thing about the right fight, the good fight, is the good fight stands on solid ground. And the solid ground is not our victory, it's Christ's victory. Jesus Christ fought the battle for us on the cross and the resurrection. As 3 days of power, 3 days of absolute, from the cross of absolute humiliation and pain and death of Christ, through to Sunday's celebration. Absolutely amazing, where he rises from the dead and he appears to at least, I think, about 10 groups of people. He just goes on the resurrection celebration. Well, that's the victory. The victory of the cross and the resurrection is what we stand on. I don't stand my fight on my own education or my own understanding, my own rationale. You know, when the devil comes and says something, I don't say, well, I'm a good guy. No, that's rational. I stand upon the word. I stand upon Jesus. And it even says, you know, somewhere in the Bible that even Moses didn't rebuke the devil. He asked God to do it. So we're not fighting personally with the devil. We are fighting on good ground for good things. And the good ground is the victory of Jesus. He has conquered death and sin. He's conquered so many things. He's conquered my pain. He's conquered what I need. So fighting the good fight is taking your stand, putting your feet down solidly on Jesus' victory. Jesus' victory. And the third thing about the good fight is that it's heartfelt. A good fight means a solid fighter. You put your heart into it, fight. Not just a casual, yeah, I want that in the future. That'd be nice. And I'd like that. No. A good fight is actually engagement. It's actually saying, Lord, I want to take on this area of bad thinking, bad feeling, bad doing, bad speaking, whatever it is. I want to be able to go and bless people. I want to be able to speak good words. That's the good fight. The good fight. Fight the good fight. And I believe you can do it with Christ's help. So I'm going to pray that we would fight the good fight. Lord, I pray we would fight the right fight, the accurate fight, the fight that we should be fighting for a better future for us and for our family and for others. And I pray that our good fight is based upon the good victory of the cross and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, that we're fighting on your strength, on your victory, on your word. And finally, Lord, we'll put our heart into it and say, Lord, help us. We want to live a better life. We want a future that's full of good things, better things, our marriage, our life, our job, our family, whatever it is. I'm praying, Lord, fighting for a better future with you and with good other people in the local church. I thank you for this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.